Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Kip Young. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Thornton moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hara moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hara moves to third. Norris moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Hara scores. Norris moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Norris steals second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field. Manning picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manning. Jones goes all the way around to score. Wagner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1 Indians. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Norris reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verizer strikes out. One out. John Hiller now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Hassey moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Morales reaches second base with a double. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jason Thompson pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Sid Monge now pitching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Monge. Morales scores. Thompson moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Jason Thompson now playing first base. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Champ Summers now playing Rick Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to second. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hara scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a line drive into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-4 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.